I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, June 6th. A 47-year-old Georgia man says he does not want to press charges against the man who stabbed him in the parking lot of the Cathay Pacific restaurant on Hancock Street in North Quincy at about 1:30 Sunday morning. The victim was being treated for a stab wound to the lower abdomen at Boston Medical Center and is expected to recover. The Quincy City Council will meet tonight to vote on a number of annual appropriations. The biggest item is over $11 million in sewer system improvements that would be paid from a no-interest loan from the MWRA. Councilors will also vote on the city's five-year housing production plan and vote on a plan to create a transit-oriented new development district along Center Street in West Quincy. North Quincy High School graduate, current Brown University senior Nick Andrade has won a contest to select the logo for the group Quincy Votes. Andrade won both first and second place prizes for a total of $350. North Quincy High School student Sandy Kay won $50 for her third place entry. Quincy Votes is a new volunteer group hoping to increase voter turnout during elections. Thousands of people enjoyed the 5th annual Quincy Pride celebration at Pageant Field on Sunday. Participants were treated to live music and performances, children and family games and activities, food trucks, and at least 50 vendors offering information and merchandise. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, June 6th.